Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Let's take stock. We're starting this year with a new governor, and everyone knows how that will positively change the way we benefit from the political system. Pause for effect. Our politicians and corporate CEOs know we will accept not only their regular baloney, but baloney with a very high cereal content. Oh, it looks grim out there, so what have we got to look forward to? It's time to start thinking about the average American's next titillation. We need to be titillated. We, whose humdrum lives are taken up by talking about and watching television about other people's dysfunction or their celebrity status. We're in luck this year, because 4 out of 5 Best Picture Oscar nominees are about dysfunction in some form. Babel, a dysfunctional set of circumstances around the world. The Departed, a dysfunctional mob boss and his gang. The Queen, a dysfunctional family in terms of modern culture, and Little Miss Sunshine, a dysfunctional family. In all these movies are a range of stars from A on down. A-list stars have always captured America's interest, and why are we so enraptured with them? We know why television turns out such tremendous ratings bonanzas like Skating with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars, and maybe even eating bologna sandwiches with the stars. It's because we're fascinated. But when does our fascination with the stars end? When does the bologna end? I'm sure if George Clooney eats a bologna sandwich the same way we do, one bite at a time, of course, he doesn't go into the restaurant and order from the menu. His posse goes out and gets it for him. I wish I had a posse. He's on the A-list. That's why. Ah, but for how long? Life can be hard in Hollywood when you're trying to make it, and even fame is fleeting. When we read the front page of the Inquirer, do we need to see what grade of gas they use? Why are we so fascinated? Let's explore the various Hollywood lists from A to Z. A-listers have it made. The magazines and TV shows talk about everything they do. People give them clothes to wear. Special messengers deliver invitations to top Hollywood parties where the food is prepared by a well-known chef and their limo is never far from the front door. People on the B-list might have appeared on a sitcom more than 20 years ago or have been cast as the second lead's cousin in movies made by 18th century Fox. Hardly anyone knows what they wear. They're only mentioned in the tabloids when they've been arrested. They have an autograph table at the Roger Corman Film Festival. Their invitations are addressed to occupant, and 3 of them share a Chevy to get home. Then there are C-listers. They've been in more pilots than Dramamine. No one cares what they wear. In the non-syndicated TV show Hogan's Heroes Meets the Brady Bunch, they're a guard. They get work as a celebrity lookalike, but not themselves. They help hold the ribbon at the grand opening of a sandwich shop called the Substandard. And finally, the D-list. Not only have you never heard of them, they have to wear a name tag at the family reunion. They wear your clothes, the ones you donated to Goodwill. They knew someone who had been on the Gong Show. Their dinner, which includes pigs in a blanket, means the buffet is open. But really, being on any list means that you've got it made. You're the focus of America's attention, if only for 15 minutes. And that's your Radio Buzz.